Trace Wilson's coming up in just a moment, but before we hear from him, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
On Deck Show, built by Menards, continues Game 1 in St. Louis. It's the Brewers and the Cardinals, and we've got one of the heroes from the Wednesday win against the Padres with us. Bryce Wilson is our pregame guest. How did it feel to be back on the mound in the first inning?
It was awesome. It's been a while for me since 2022, and I was excited. I was extremely excited going into it.
And you pitched incredibly well, of course. How was the stamina? Because I guess that's the question, right? When you haven't started a game for so long, how did you hold up as the innings went along?
Yeah, I mean, innings 1-3 were fine. I've done that, you know, quite a lot this season and then last season. I could feel it there a little bit towards the fourth, especially at the end of the fourth, especially with runners on base, a little bit high stress pitches. But I mean, overall, it wasn't bad at all.
You and I have talked a little bit over the last couple of years. You're fine filling any role, and you have filled just about every role you can fill as a pitcher on the staff here with Milwaukee. What's your role right now as you see it? How would you like it to be moving forward?
Just whenever Murph wants me to pitch and for however long he wants me to pitch, that's what I'll do. I don't necessarily prefer one to another. Whenever they need me, whether it's starting, you know, long relief, they need me to get one out one day, I'll do whatever they ask of me.
He had three saves, folks, by the way, last season, too. Bryce Wilson's our guest here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. How is year two with you with this organization versus year one? Are there differences?
I'd say overall it's similar. Last year more so I was making a lot more adjustments, just, you know, with pitch repertoire, mechanics. This year it's been, I guess, more smooth sailing because it's just refining everything, and, you know, just – it's a great group of guys, great coaching staff. It's, you know, it's a great team to be with.
There's a lot of talk. I always hear the bullpen guys talking about how there's competition between the group. Tell me about that a little bit. You guys seem to push each other out there in the pen. Am I right about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we take a lot of pride in being, you know, as good as we are, and we definitely feed off of each other a tremendous amount. You know, somebody goes out, scoreless inning, punches out the side, you know, I want to come in right out after him and do the exact same thing. And, you know, it just makes it fun, it makes it competitive, and it's just kind of gives us that edge that we need to be as good as we are.
This is going to be a fun test early in the season. You got a road trip against a couple of the teams that you're going to be fighting with in the Central, with the Cardinals and the Pirates. Tell us a little bit about the mentality as you guys embark upon this big trip.
Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, huge series. Obviously, it's still early, so not necessarily going into it with a win-or-go-home attitude, but, you know, it's going to be nice to just see kind of where we're at as a team and how we match up against these guys, and, you know, just kind of give us an idea of how it's going to be come September.
How was your offseason? I know you've got a little one right now that's keeping a lot of your time and attention, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great offseason. My son's about 16, 17 months now, so he's growing up quick, and he's all over the place running around, and it's a lot of fun.
Bryce, thanks so much for the time. It's always good catching up with you.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you having me.
Bryce Wilson, our guest here from Busch Stadium. It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Game one is coming up. We'll get you the starting lineups right after this here on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Guests.
It'll be a 7:15 first pitch. That's the schedule. We're getting closer to it here at Busch Stadium. Game one between the Brewers and the Cardinals this season, and the starting lineups here on the On Deck Show built by Menards. They're brought to you by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit them online, WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Here is the Brewers lineup to back Freddy Peralta. You've got Sal Frelick on his 24th birthday, batting in the leadoff spot again. Frelick's in left field. William Contreras gets to go up against his older brother Wilson for the next three games. William batting second and doing the catching. And red-hot Willie Adames swinging the best bat perhaps of any member of the crew right now. He is batting third and playing short. Oliver Dunn is going to be the cleanup batter tonight. First time in his big league career, he bats fourth. Dunn is the third baseman. And Reese Hoskins batting fifth. He will play first. Bryce Terang, the major league's leader in stolen bases. He bats sixth, and he's playing second base per usual. Gary Sanchez is going to be the DH tonight. Sanchez batting in the seventh spot. And then Wednesday's hero, Blake Perkins, another start, his sixth in a row. He's the center fielder, and Perkins bats eighth. Jackson Chourio, his first go against the Cardinals. The rookie is batting ninth and playing right field. All of them to face 36-year-old veteran Kyle Gibson. Meanwhile, as mentioned, Freddy Peralta gets the ball. It'll be his fourth start of the year, and here is the St. Louis lineup as put together by their manager. Now in his third season, Oliver Marmol. Brendan Donovan is in the leadoff spot. He's the designated hitter. And then you get to the big bats. Paul Goldschmidt batting second. Former MVP is at first base. Lars Nootbaar is in left field, and Nootbaar is batting third. Nolan Arenado, he's always been a thorn in the side of the Brewers, seemingly. He's the cleanup batter and third baseman. And then it's Wilson Contreras, the former Cub, batting fifth and doing the catching. Nolan Gorman, the second baseman, he's batting sixth. Then you got some youngsters. Mason Wynn, who's a rookie. He's the shortstop, and he's batting seventh. Jordan Walker, just 21 years old in his second year with St. Louis. Walker in right field bats eighth. And rookie Victor Scott II, who can fly. He is the center fielder, is Scott, and he rounds out the lineup to face fastball Freddy Peralta. It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. First pitch is just around the corner. You'll hear from Lane Grindle when we come back to the On Deck Show built by Menards, right here on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. Whether you're ready to build your dream yard or get out on the water, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like assorted 22-ounce S-Wing framing hammers, $22.99. Save $300 on a 54-inch Cub Cadet zero-turn mower, $32.99.99. And $100 off a Pelican Maverick kayak with paddle and car top carrier, $299.99. Rewards members save an extra $30. We get you outdoors because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Lowe's knows pros need the right tools for every job. That's why we sell the largest in-store selection of Klein tools anywhere. Find new items launching exclusively at Lowe's, like the self-leveling laser level for just $159.98. Plus, shop the Connect Socket Set for just $49.98. Get Klein Tools in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows pros.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, Westpin Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Built for Us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Brewers and Cardinals to open up this three-game series and this seven-game road trip. In mere moments after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
MJ.
We are moments away from the Cardinals taking the field. It's game one of three between Milwaukee and St. Louis at Busch Stadium. Welcome back. We wrap up the On Deck Show built by Menards with a driver on the league and tell you what else is happening in Major League Baseball. It's brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. The Cubs have already won a game at Wrigley this afternoon. They opened up a four-game series against the struggling Marlins. And they had an 8-3 win behind Jameson Taillon. Taillon was injured. That was his season debut, and he gave up just one run in five innings for Craig Counsell. So the Cubs have tied the Brewers for first place in the division coming into the night. Chicago 12-7, Milwaukee 11-6. They are each five games above 500. The St. Louis team, by the way, is three games off of that pace. They're at 9-10. Elsewhere in the division, the Pirates coming off of a sweep at the hands of the Mets. They got swept at Citi Field, and they're starting a homestand that will later welcome Milwaukee to PNC. They're hosting the Red Sox. It's not going well. 6-0 Boston in the bottom of the sixth inning. That could be four straight losses for Pittsburgh. Cincinnati also got swept on the road earlier this week. That was in Seattle. They're back home against the Angels and have a 2-1 lead. That game in the top of the seventh inning. Nick Lodolo, just back from injury recently, got the start for David Bell's team. Kyle Gibson in a one-year deal, first with the Cardinals. He's on the mound. This will be his fourth start with St. Louis. He's getting ready to go, and so are we. So we turn things back over to Lane Grindle for the first inning play-by-play.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh. A reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Our quick trip around the bases presented by Hershey's tonight. And our contestant is Morgan Parnell from Sheboygan. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Morgan will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card, compliments of Hershey's and Quick Trip, to enter C stores for details. Sal Frelick in the leadoff spot here tonight for the crew. And he steps to the plate. Brewers in their road grays, Cardinals in their home whites. And Kyle Gibson brings home the first pitch of this game, and Frelick skies it high in the air behind the second base bag, drifting out into shallow center to make the catch is the shortstop, Mason Wynn. And there is one quick out here in this ballgame. So one away for William Contreras, who greets his brother Wilson Contreras as he steps into the box. Had that 12-game hitting streak snapped on Wednesday for William. And Gibson's first pitch to him is in there with a strike, and it's 0-1. A one pitch from Gibson is a swing and a miss, and it's nothing in two. 7:16, our first pitch time tonight, 58 cool degrees in St. Louis. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbless. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Contreras, and a swing and a miss at a breaking ball down and away. Contreras strikes out, and there are two quick outs for the crew in the top of the first. Carbless premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbless, this is more. So two down and nobody on for Willie Adames, who's had good success against Gibson in his career. In a very small sample, he takes up and away, and it's 1-0. Willie 3-for-7 with a home run against Gibson. Hitting 308 on the season early on for Adames. And he rolls one to third. Glove by Arenado. Slings it over to first, and the Brewers go down in order in the top of the first. We've played half an inning here in St. Louis. It's the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Up and away with a slider. It's a ball and a strike on Donovan. He was hitting 235 with two home runs and 10 driven in early in the season for Donovan. Peralta's 1-1 pitch. That is in there with a strike. Fastball at 96 right at the knees. It's 1-2. Home plate umpire tonight, Phil Cuzzy. 1-2 to Donovan. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball at 96. And an ortho ASAP strikeout for Freddy Peralta. And there's one away. First base umpires Tony Randazzo, Alex Tosi at second base, and the crew chief Dan Bellino is at third. Here's Paul Goldschmidt off to a very slow start. Weird to write 182 in the average department in next to Paul Goldschmidt's name, but that's the case right now as he takes a fastball outside. It's 1-0. Just one home run on the season from the Cardinals first baseman and seven driven in. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball sharply hit to third. Gobbled up by Dunn. Throws to first in time. And there are two outs. That ball was hit hard, but pretty much right at Dunn. Was able to set his feet and make an accurate throw. And there's two outs now for Lars Nootbaar. Brewers Baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Nootbaar hitting 222, a home run, and three driven in. First pitch is high with a fastball. It's 1-0. Got his season started a little bit late. Dealt with an injury in spring training. 1-0 pitch. Check swing foul up the third baseline. It's 1-1. Big crowd here tonight at Busch Stadium, as you might expect. A chilly night, but it is dry. That's the most important thing. 1-1's a bouncer on the left side of the infield. Scooped up by Adames, throws to first, and the Cardinals go down in order in the bottom of the first. No base runners yet in this one. We head to the second. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Collect a special Brewers City Connect tumbler at the game against the Yankees on Saturday, April 27th, courtesy of Quick Trip. Be one of the first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates, and you'll take home the tumbler. Grab seats at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
You have a lifetime of experience on the job and in the world. A degree from Concordia can help you make the most of it. Concordia University, Wisconsin offers flexible online career-focused programs for experienced adults like you. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
No score as we go to the top of the second inning, and tonight's cleanup hitter is brought to you by Loyal Family Renovations. Clean up any home damage and call them for a free inspection. Family owned and operated, loyalfamilyrenovations.com. Oliver Dunn is tonight's cleanup hitter, and he takes inside from Gibson. It's 1-0. Kyle Gibson with a six-pitch top of the first inning. Freddie Peralta threw nine pitches in the bottom of the first. Here's the 1-0. Dunn takes high. It's two balls and no strikes. Gibson looking in. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And that is rolled up the first baseline. It will go foul right before it gets to the bag. And fortunate for Dunn that it did. Otherwise, it would have been an out. So two balls and a strike now on Oliver Dunn. That 1-2-3 flawless inning from Peralta, brought to you by Carbliss Premium Cocktails in a Can. Proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game at home or for your next tailgate. Carbliss, Liss is more. Two-one pitch to Dunn. And he tapped that one foul behind home plate. It's 2-2. Set the Cardinals for you defensively. Left to right in the outfield. Nootbaar, Scott, Walker in right. Arenado at third. Wynn, the youngster at short. Gorman at second. Goldschmidt at first. And Contreras catches Gibson. 2-2 is a called third strike with a changeup. And that's the second strikeout recorded by Kyle Gibson tonight. One away for Rhys Hoskins. Hoskins hitting 228 as he steps into the box. Three home runs on the year for Rhys. And nine driven in. Hitting in the five spot here tonight for Pat Murphy's bunch. Pitch. In there with a strike and it's 0-1. Gibson, we told you, 36 years of age. He's traveled around over the years. 0-1, popped up. Left side, drifting into foul territory is Arenado, right in the third base coach's box. He makes the catch, and there's two down. So Hoskins pops up against his former teammate back in 2022. And there's two down now for Bryce Terang. Gibson debuted at the age of 25 back in 2013 with Minnesota. Was with the Twins all the way through the 2019 season, then signed a deal with the Rangers in that offseason. First pitch to Terang as a bouncer over the head of Gibson, charging his win. Fields throws to first, and he did not get him. Terang beat it out. Terang and his speed, it's been on display all season long. It looked like a very close play. And Ollie Marmol's going to have them challenge it. I'll be honest with you, from up here, I thought Wynn might have gotten him by a very small margin. Wynn is a very slick fielding shortstop with a big-time arm, and he got rid of it quickly.
St. Louis is challenging the safe call at first base. The previous play is under review.
So there's Dan Bellino, the crew chief. Letting you know that this is being reviewed. We have not seen a replay yet, but in real time, it looked like Terang was maybe out. And I don't think the Cardinals would challenge this early unless they were confident it was going to get overturned. He's definitely out. This will be quick. So the Cardinals, seeing the replay on the board, they're all coming off the field. Bryce Terang still standing there, but he's going to be heading back.
The ruling on the field is overturned. The runner is out. St. Louis will retain his challenge.
Stan Bellino letting you know it's a 6-3 put out as they overturn it, and they got that one right. So no score. Brewers go down in order in the top of the second. We go to the bottom of two on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt, and just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the Silver Lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th.
No score. We go to the bottom of the second inning here in St. Louis. Freddie Peralta facing Nolan Arenado. First pitch swinging and a pop-up behind the second base bag, Bryce Terang. Now drifting to his left a couple of steps and makes the catch on the edge of the grass. And these two teams up there swinging early so far against these two starting pitchers. That manager's review to end the top of the second inning by Ollie Marmol. That is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. But you got to hurry and order by April 30th. Pitch to Wilson Contreras is swung on and fouled off of his brother William's gear. And it's 0-1. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. Wilson Contreras has quietly been almost as productive as his brother William at the plate since about the midpoint of last year. 0-1 is outside, and it's 1-1. 23 game on base streak dating back to last year. He's in the midst of an 11 game hitting streak. These are two of the top hitting catchers in Major League Baseball. 1-1. That is low. It's two balls and a strike. And they just happen to be brothers playing against each other for rival teams in the same division. How fun is that? Peralta's 2-1 pitch. Missed down and away with a fastball. It goes to 3-1. Freddie threw just 9 pitches in the first inning. Retired Arenado on one pitch, but now deep in the count against Wilson Contreras. Peralta looking in. And a 3-1 pitch. And he got a high strike at the top of the zone of the slider. Count is full, 3-2. And Wilson Contreras will use his timeout. Set the Brewers for you defensively. Left to right in the outfield, Freelich, Perkins, Churio. Dunn's at third, Adames at short. Terang flashes that glove at second base, Hoskins at first. And William Contreras catches Freddie Peralta. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Lined out towards right center. It's going to drop in front of Churio. And Wilson Contreras will have a 12-game hitting streak with a one-out single, and he becomes the first base runner of this game here in the bottom of the second. Came in hitting an even 300. That average would jump up a little bit more. Fastball down and in. And Contreras was able to push that ball out to right center. So here's Nolan Gorman. And now Freddie wants a new baseball, I believe. He was inspecting it, didn't like it, so he asked for time. And Phil Cuzzi will oblige him and give a new baseball to Contreras to throw in. One on, one out, bottom of the second, no score, Brewers and Cardinals. Cardinals team that's in last place in a very competitive division so far. This is anybody's division right now. There's a pitch for a strike and it's 0-1. You can say that for most divisions at this point in the year, but there are a few exceptions already with a few teams that have already played themselves way to the back of the pack. 0-1. That's in there for a strike. Snap throw back down to first by Contreras as he throws behind his brother. And Wilson got back in time. And Wilson with a smirk. Can you imagine if William would have backpicked him there? Bragging rights forever. It was close. But Wilson did get that hand in there in front of the throw. 0-2 here on Gorman. The pitch swung on and fouled off of the gear of Contreras. And it stays at 0-2. Gorman off to a slow start, 191 with three home runs and eight driven in. O-2 pitch. Missed low with a curveball. Gorman able to check his swing. It's 1-2. Freddie's had to work a little bit more so far in this inning. Not typically a big ground ball inducing pitcher. Strikeouts and fly balls. Pitch misses down and away with a fastball, two balls and two strikes. That's typically what you get, although he got a couple of ground balls in that first inning against these Cardinals. Two-two pitch. And he went around. Nasty slider down in the dirt. Gorman strikes out. Ortho ASAP strikeout number two for Freddie Peralta. And there's two down for Mason Wynn. Well, nothing warms up a cool spring day like a Usinger brat hot off the grill. Grab the brat, dip it in some Pine River Cold Pack cheese spread. After you heat that up, cool off with some Cedar Crest frozen custard. First pitch to Wynn is inside, 1-0. Maybe the Asiago cheese or the Swiss and almond for your Pine River Cold Pack cheese spread. Maybe not a brat, maybe go with an Italian with the Usingers. 1-0 pitch. Missed inside again to Wynn. It's two balls and no strikes. Mason Wynn leads all rookies right now in average. Hitting 347. Not a big guy. Wears the single zero on his jersey. Right-handed hitter in the box against Peralta. The 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball on the outer edge by him at 96. And it's 2-1. Wilson Contreras hit first with two outs. Bottom of the second inning, just getting underway here in St. Louis. 2-1 pitch. Lined into right. That's going to drop in front of Churio. Wilson Contreras will stop at second. And there's two on and two outs now for Jordan Walker. A fastball up a little bit. Only at 94. We've seen Freddie really sit 95, 96 for most of the night early on here. But Wynn able to poke that ball into right, and now a little bit of trouble. And you're facing a hitter in Jordan Walker who swung the bat so well last year at the beginning of his career, but is not off to a very hot start at the plate this year, hitting just 180 with no home runs and four driven in. A guy that is not a great fielder. And so if he's going to be up here and he's going to be in the lineup, the Cardinals desperately need him to hit. But it hasn't happened so far this year. Very early. Peralta, first pitch. In there, a little bit low. Well, Phil Cuzzi stepped back like he was going to call that a strike, and then he elected not to. Very easily could have been deemed a strike. It's 1-0. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Went after his slider. It's 1-1. Big difference in that right-handed batter's box between Wynn standing in there and now Walker. Big size difference between those two guys. Walker's big, intimidating bat. 1-1. That missed down and away with a slider. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Jordan Walker, a youngster himself, just 22 years of age, 6'6" and 250 pounds. Peralta's 2-1, and he missed low. Couldn't get him to chase the slider again. Walker, a season ago, hit 276 with 16 home runs and 51 driven in 117 games. 3-1 pitch. Hit foul and out of play, first base side, and the count is full, 3-2. So the runners will have the benefit of moving on the pitch now. Peralta trying to navigate the bottom of this order here. You've got Victor Scott, the second in the on-deck circle, the Cardinals center fielder. Freddie comes set. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swing, and he got a piece of it. No, he didn't. It goes all the way back to the backstop. Here comes the runner home. The throw to Peralta. He's out. Contreras tried to score all the way from second. He was moving on the pitch. It was a swing and a miss by Walker. William Contreras hustled all the way back to the backstop and threw it to Peralta, who is there to apply the tag on Wilson Contreras, and the inning is over. Wow, what an ending to the inning. And Wilson Contreras kind of tackled Freddy at the end, but I think that was more to try to catch Freddy Peralta than anything else, because a little bit of a collision at the plate, and now Scott Berenger is walking with Freddy back into the dugout. Well, a lot of drama, but a 0-0 game as we head to the third on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 and Sprague in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
At Z-Bart.
We'll trade baseball bats for lightsabers at Brewers Star Wars Night on Saturday, May 11th, presented by 620 WTMJ. Special ticket to the game against the Cardinals. You'll take home a Brewers reversible light versus dark side shirt. Grab your tickets at Brewers.com. 0-0 ball game, wild ending to the bottom of the second inning. And now with the top of the third, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. Yeah, we'll go back to that play in just a moment. Gary Sanchez going to lead off, though, against Kyle Gibson. The first pitch, a little bit low, ball one. So you had runners on first and second with two out and a 3-2 count on the batter, Jordan Walker, which meant the runners were in motion on the pitch. And that's key. Comes the 1-0. That's a strike with a fastball, or did he call it a ball? 2-0, he did. He just missed. It's 2-0 on the DH Sanchez. So the pitch is swung on and missed by Jordan Walker. Strike three, but William Contreras didn't catch it. 2-0 to Sanchez. High, it's 3-0. It was ruled a pass ball. It got all the way to the backstop. And so Jordan Walker safely made it to first. Wilson Contreras was the runner at second. And again, he was in motion, so he tried to go 180 feet. 3-0. There's the strike on the inside edge, 3-1. And in his attempt to score all the way from second, his brother chased the ball back to the backstop, threw it to Freddy Peralta covering home, and he tagged him out. 3-1 to Sanchez. Swing and a miss. He chased a cutter that was outside, but it's a full count. And then there was a semi-collision with Wilson Contreras and Peralta, who was tagging him and kind of blocking the plate. Wilson went in with a dive, and then he took out his legs. And I think Freddie's okay, but they've been looking at him in that dugout. Score it 2-1 on the out. 3-2 pitch is chopped to shortstop on two bounces played by Mason Wynn. Plenty of time with Sanchez running, and Wynn able to get him at first by several steps. So Gibson has retired the first seven he's faced. It's time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Chris Cruz of Waukesha is our contestant. Chris wins a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits triple this inning. Visit WTMJ.com to enter. So one out, and here comes Blake Perkins. Batting left-handed in the pitch. He drops a bunt, but it goes foul right back behind home plate.
I think the other part of that play, if that's Mason Wynn at second and not Wilson Contreras at second, if the runners are flipped around, Wynn has a pretty good chance to score and played a run for the Cardinals in that scenario.
Yeah, probably most other runners other than Wilson, who was trying to take advantage of a mistake by his brother. Perkins takes up and in 1-1. Again, that was ruled a pass ball.
You think about it from the standpoint, too, that you had Victor Scott coming up next, who's really struggled at the plate for St. Louis to start the year. Might have been a gamble worth taking for the Cardinals.
1-1 coming to Perkins. Very high, 2-1.
You don't want to make the third out at the plate, of course, but considering all the information.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think probably a good risk. It just didn't work out. 2-1. Low, it's 3-1. So 2-3 ball counts from Kyle Gibson here at the outset of the third. He came back to retire Sanchez. Let's see what happens with Blake Perkins. Comes in with a batting average at 324. Couple of homers, six driven in. One out, bases empty, the 3-1. Line drive left field. That one slicing inside the chalk, and it's going to roll all the way to the fence for Perkins. Extra bases. Over to dig it out of the corner is Newt Barr, and it's a stand-up double for Blake Perkins. Brewers have their first base runner of the night. He just continues to do it. You know, Christian Yelich has been out for a week now with his back issue, and on the injured list, Perkins has started every game without Yelly. Now, his offense is not Christian Yelich's offense, but he's doing his darn best to kind of pick up some of that slack. Here's Jackson Churio. Scoreless in the third inning with one out. The number nine batter up there for the crew. And he lines a foul coming back up over the screen and off to our right. Every double that the Brewers hit means that West Bend donates $75 to the MAC Fund. West Bend, the silver lining. Churio hitting 230. Three homers, 11 RBI. For the 20-year-old rookie. Then he lines one into the gap in left center. Is it hanging up for Newt Barr, who's coming in? Yes, it is. Newt Barr makes the running grab. And back to second goes Perkins. Good jump there from the left fielder, Lars Newt Barr. Off the bat, looked like Churio had a chance to get a hit. That's the second out of the inning, and the lineup card turns over back to Sal Frelick, the birthday boy. Runner at second base here in the third. Frelick popped out to short on the very first pitch of the ballgame. Turning 24 years old today. Massachusetts kid takes inside ball one. Kyle Gibson. Last year won 15 games with a great Baltimore team. 1-0 pitch way inside. Jackknifing back out of the way is the left-handed hitting Frelick. It's 2-0. That was coming right at his hips. Gibson's won 105 major league games now in 12 seasons in the big leagues. As Lane told you, he's been around the block a time or two. 2-0 pitch. In for a strike with a sweeping breaking ball at the bottom of the zone. Brewers did face Gibson last year when he was with Baltimore, but Frelick was not up in the big leagues at that point. It was in early June. 2-1 pitch. Low, another sweeper. That one skipped into the glove of Wilson Contreras, and so the count is 3-1. William Contreras is on deck. You figure this is the batter that Gibson wants to get to end the inning. 3-1 pitch. Swung on it. Chopped foul. Back to the screen. He challenged Sal with a fastball, and it's a full count. We're at the twilight portion of the evening here in St. Louis. The lights are pretty much in full effect. Temperature in the mid-50s. Runner at second is Perkins, and before the 3-2 pitch, Gibson wheels and bluffs a pickoff play back in that direction. No throw. No score as yet. Brewers trying to crack the ice here in the top of the third. Gibson looks back at second again. Now delivers. 3-2 is fouled up the first baseline on the ground. If nothing else, the Brewers are making Kyle Gibson throw significantly more pitches this inning than he had to in the first couple. He's got through the first two innings with 14 total pitches. Perkins leads from second, 3-2 again. Inside, he walked him through a changeup and it missed. Frelick a good take and he gets a free pass. Walk right in, says Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Good take. So two on, two out. And this is the guy that Kyle Gibson certainly did not want to face. Here comes William Contreras. He did strike him out his first time. First pitch. Low ball one. Threw him the fastball. So Gibson has now more than doubled the amount of pitches he threw in the first two innings here in the third alone. Two on, two out. The 1-0. Hard ground ball towards third and fair. Past the diving Arenado. It hits off the sidewall, and only one run will score because of that. Chugging into second is William Contreras, and the throw is not nearly in time. It's an RBI double. And the Brewers are on the board. William delivers. It's 1-0 in the third. Stopping at third is Frelick. And again, the only reason that wasn't a two-run hit, it just barely clipped the sidewall instead of going all the way to the fence. That, for the moment, saved a run for St. Louis. Well, Lane, I said it. You just don't want to face that guy with runners on base. And the walk of Frelick set up an opportunity for William, who took advantage.
I mean, outside of Mookie Betts, is there anybody besides William Contreras swinging the bat as well right now? I mean, he has been one of the best hitters in baseball, plain and simple, this year.
Now it's Willie Adames. Second and third and two out. The pitch is way outside. Lunging grab by Wilson Contreras. Double again, $75 more to the MAC Fund from West Bend, the silver lining. Williams now driven in 18. Willie grounded out his first time. Gibson's 1-0 pitch called a strike. Didn't have to be. It was very close to the outside corner with a sinker. Brewers lead 1-0. A base hit to the outfield might make it 3-0. Gibson looks back at second where William is leading. The 1-1. Adames grounds it softly past the mound, but at the shortstop, Mason Wynn, who charges and throws on the run in time to get Adames. That's a big out in this game early here for Kyle Gibson, which strands runners on second and third. But the Brewers are on the board. A Contreras RBI double has made it 1-0 after 2.5 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Your hometown bank.
Yeah. Brewers have a 1-0 lead, and good news, Freddie Peralta A-OK to continue in this game after the collision at home plate last inning with Wilson Contreras. He'll face Victor Scott the second, and the speedster takes a strike right at the knees. This is our first look at the 22-year-old burner, Victor Scott, who has had a hard time getting on base. 0-1 pitch, tries to bunt, jabs at it, bunts it foul to the backstop. That's one way to use your speed. Try to lay one down, but it's nothing in two. This rookie is 5-for-56. That is an 0.89 average. Peralta's 0-2. Very high through a fastball, and it's 1-2 on Victor Scott the second. How fast is he? He almost stole 100 bases last year in the minors. 1-2. Took the slider low. It's 2-2. 94 steals in the minor leagues last year. You don't need me to tell you how impressive that is. 2-2 pitch. Is flied foul back up over the screen. It remains 2-2. Problem that young Victor Scott is running into at the beginning of his major league career: you can't steal first base. Peralta with a 2-2. Swinging a pop foul again into the seats. Spoiled a 94-mile-an-hour heater. Third inning is brought to you by Citgo. Whether you're off to the ballpark or dog park, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Wind up another 2-2. Another foul ball hit. High fastball, and Scott got a piece, hitting it into the backstop. He's going to see an eighth pitch. Top of the order, Brendan Donovan and then Paul Goldschmidt will follow here in the home third. 1-0 Milwaukee. 2-2 again. Missed. Through a slider down and in. It's a full count. Ninth pitch of the at-bat. Peralta, overhead windup, 3-2. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. High heat. Foul tip, in fact, held onto by William Contreras. Well, the first time through the lineup, that's four ortho ASAP strikeouts for Freddy Peralta. He's finally able to discard Victor Scott II. Start healing faster, ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more, orthowisconsin.com. Brendan Donovan takes a strike with a curveball. Donovan struck out to begin the bottom of the first. Left-handed hitter, the 0-1. High and away, 1-1. And for whatever it's worth, Freddie, after the home plate little tackle that Wilson Contreras put on him, he looks no worse for the